B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour, Zolak and Bertrand. From our Town Fair Tire Studios at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Get to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com. Is that Tina Marie?
That's the one you picked. Yeah. All the Tina Marie songs. Right?
It's literally the first one that pops up.
That doesn't mean it's the best one, Tom. It's not bad, though.
You know she died?
I didn't want to know.
Okay.
54. She died at 54. What'd she die from?
In 2004, 6 years before she died, she was sleeping in a hotel room and a large picture frame fell and struck her on the head, caused a serious concussion, caused momentary seizures for the rest of her life.
Oh, that's terrible.
When she died, no signs of trauma or a discernible cause of death concluded she died from natural causes. She had suffered tonic-clonic seizure a month before.
Unbelievable. You think of like all the ways you could go, you know? Oh, I think, where would you rank picture frame falling off a...
Fell on her head, took it 6 years to kill her, but it did. I'm just connecting dots.
Right.
That's what I'm doing. Stevie Wonder was at her funeral. What else?
Was Rick James there?
Was he already dead in 2011? When did Rick James die?
Oh, he was dead by then. You're right. Rick James died before that. Rick James died in 2004.
Yeah.
Wow. Jesus.
What's the world coming to?
Super freak.
What was that?
Well, we're mourning the passing, but we're also celebrating the life here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Rick James passed away on August 6, 2004. We remember it at this time every year for some reason. We don't know why.
And Tina Marie.
And Tina Marie, who died in March, 5 years later.
They are now together again. Great.
It's not like the beginning of Heinblum's
Actually, December, Tina Marie died.
How do we miss that? What?
You just messed it all up.
You butchered the whole damn thing.
Re-rack Kings of Leon. That was not a good tribute to either one.
Speaking of entertainers, did you know that Robert Kraft is at Elton John's AIDS Foundation Academy Awards viewing party?
Yes.
No.
With his girlfriend.
He was on the red carpet at Elton John's AIDS Foundation Academy Awards viewing party. They need a better name than that. That's a long name.
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
Yeah, it doesn't roll off the tongue.
It's nothing fluid there.
And Kraft kept it short and sweet. When asked if Tom Brady will stay or go, this from the Boston Globe, when his contract expires in March. Quote, "You know what I want," Kraft said. That's his quote on Brady. "You know what I want."
Yeah, and this is off the new report that they were miffed off of the 30-plus million, right? The team was bugged by that. Rap sheet said on Super
Bowl
Sunday.
Doesn't that comment make you a little nervous, though?
You know what I want doesn't mean it's going to happen.
You know what I'm looking for, guys? It feels like it's, again, managing the story.
It's between two guys.
In the event that Brady's not here anymore, that ownership is going to say it had nothing to do with them. That it, well, not me. I was willing to pay him $30 million. That hasn't been said on the record, but it's like, where is that coming from?
I mean, we spent the first 3 hours of the show talking about Betts. Okay, so Betts is gone. Your planet player, your generational player is gone. So in a matter of a month, you can only lose Mookie Betts, but you can lose Tom Brady from the city. And if Brady leaves, I just think the reactions would be so over the top. You know, fans going insane, crazy. And not being able to understand the logistics of it or the money part of it or... 20 years is a shelf life for two people, and eventually, you know, I think some people are starting to come to grips. You listen to people in the league talk about this, like, oh yeah, 20 years is a long time. And you hear guys like Bledsoe talk about, you go to another place, it sort of rejuvenates you a little bit. Like, it seems like Buffalo did that to him initially and ends up, you know, they go and draft J.P. Losman. And next thing you know, he's out of there.
Mike Florio writes this. Is an amicable divorce possible for Brady and the Patriots?
I don't like the title that.
Ideally, the Patriots and Brady will issue a joint release crafted carefully to place blame on no one. He says, and that may still happen, but that doesn't mean there won't be hard feelings if Brady leaves. Ultimately, Brady may want the motivation that comes from hard feelings to fuel his late career second act.
See, and when's the last time they released joint statements? When the tight end was injured or was coming on off an injury, right?
So if they break up, you think it's amicable?
I do.
How, though?
Because I think Brady's a positive person. And they're going to want to spin it positively.
But what's Brady's his motivation to get him a joint statement?
No, we're not talking about spin. We're talking about reality.
See, I disagree. I disagree. Like,
Brady's not want to throw flames on anything.
Maybe he doesn't throw flames, but why is he doing, you know, this suggestion, a joint statement?
But if you leave,
I don't play for you anymore.
But if you leave and depart.
I'm doing a joint statement. I'll issue my own statement. I'll do my own talking at the podium with my new team. I'm not doing anything. If he's not willing to play ball and talk about a contract yet, why is he going to sit down and be talking about a statement?
Where's the blueprint of somebody leaving? And there's it's a short list. It's a small sample size of, at one time, franchise quarterbacks or still franchise quarterbacks leaving and both parties being okay with it.
Hey, you know me. I'm still waiting for the Gronkowski press conference.
No, I'm talking about like quarterbacks.
No,
like,
okay, but Hardy, you're giving a scenario in which both sides don't want to be together anymore. Like Philip Rivers yesterday. They issue a statement, we're out. That's because the Chargers don't want him, and he doesn't want to be there anymore. But right now,
family, yeah.
Brady's not saying, I'm leaving the Patriots. He's saying, I'm open to everything.
He's keeping it.
But that might be the only one. I mean, like, Brett Favre didn't want to leave Green Bay.
No, he didn't. And he did not like Rodgers. I don't think Rodgers liked him.
Did Peyton Manning really want to leave Indianapolis?
No. Irsay, remember the press conference?
It doesn't happen this way.
It doesn't happen with
quarterbacks. Well, put it this way. If Brady wants to leave, if Brady leaves, it's because he wants out.
Then it's on him.
Or he has something better.
Well, he's got something much, much, much better. I don't know that Tom Brady is just going to take the highest dollar amount, and that will make his decision.
I agree. I'm talking about the whole package.
Bill playing
this perfectly. He's got, you know, great offense around him. He's got a good team, a lot of money, maybe a coaching situation that he likes. I mean, he'd have to have a lot of things in place to make the move. I agree with that.
I think the coaching.
He's not going to go for something that's marginally better.
As much as he may have been, you know, distant from Bill, there's a appreciation for what each guy does between the two. And they know that we win a lot of games because I do what I do and he does what he does. And we do it well together. And I think the coaching thing, more so than talent, more so than money, is going to be the biggest hurdle and biggest obstacle to decide where he wants to go, which may put Tennessee in play.
You know what's becoming?
Because I don't think, you know, the whole
interesting.
Go ahead.
He's going to get paid a lot of money no matter where he plays. Even if he's here, he's going to get a lot of money.
Yeah.
I feel like money's becoming less of the reason why he's going to choose place X, Y, or Z.
We may have to redo the pie. Yeah. Because the longer this thing takes and the more pieces and more teams that are going to be involved. You know, like Jerry again, going back to the Dallas stuff. I know Dallas had some legs this week and some people backed off it. It's just so hard for me to see Mike McCarthy as a big-time West Coast guy embracing a completely different system that's not his. Because he's a play-caller head coach. You know what I mean?
Is Brady going to go to a completely different – and it is. It's going to be different. Even if they try and implement the offense, no, you're going to have a new coordinator. You're going to have a new coach. You're going to have a new owner. Dallas, good grief. It's going to be different. Does Brady want to do everything? Everything is going to be different at this stage in your career. Is that what you want? You want to do everything differently.
See, and I go back to my stuff with what's his name down in Miami, the coordinator they brought in. The hell's his name? I had him. It's the same terminology as far as the Earhart system. So Chan Gailey, you know, are you really going to allow Brady to take over your offense? I mean, you're coming out of retirement at 68 years of age, you're coming out of retirement to be an offensive coordinator. You don't even know who your quarterback is right now. What's the lore there? Why would you come out of retirement at 68 and the coach and Brian Flores or the owner and Ross, are they playing this thing coy? Like, we're in a rebuild. We're not after Tom. Are they the quiet sleeping giant here, meaning Miami? Because they got a lot of money. They got $90 million to spend. And Gailey, it's the same terminology. It's an Earhart system he ran down there. Same thing he ran in Pittsburgh. I don't know. It's almost like it's becoming like a three-team race. It's here. It's Tennessee and Miami now. I'd reshuffle that. It changes day to day.
How is Miami back in for you?
Because I think it's...
You've been telling us for weeks Miami's okay. out. Now Miami's in?
I don't think it would be Dallas because McCarthy's the head guy. It's his system. Chan Gailey would come out of retirement
now at 68. Dallas is out. Dallas is out again. Miami's back
Chan
in.
Chan Gailey would come out of retirement at 68 to work with, what, a veteran, right? You don't want to freaking come out of retirement to start training some new guy. Okay, maybe I could just hold the reins a little bit, let Tom run his offense here.
All right, so that's in the mix. Also, Monday Night Football could become a part of flex scheduling. You like it? Yes? No? We'll talk about it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
First, our introduction.
Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, Monday. What the hell are you playing this for?
Maybe it's Susanna Hoff's birthday.
Kissing Valentino. I was kissing Valentino by a crystal blue Italian stream. It ain't bad. I'll take it. But I can't be late, 'cause then I guess
I just won't get paid. Yeah, what's the connection here?
I don't know.
I'm lost.
Monday Night Football?
Oh, okay.
Nope, doesn't really tie in. I would have played the opening to Monday Night Football.
Now we're distracted. Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
You really want to start like flex and stuff? You really want to fix things? Get rid of Thursday Night Football. The problem is Thursday Night Football has polluted the whole Sunday, Monday night process.
Polluted.
It has.
Yes.
It's diluted it. Now you got Thursday. We got Sunday at 1. Wait, Sunday at 4.
Monday Night Football was good this year.
Monday Night Football is good this year.
Does everyone forget that?
Monday Night Football was not good for the last 5 years.
Monday Night's dropped 5 years.
And then the worst thing
was... How about like 15 years?
The worst thing was when you had the doubleheaders. You had the 6 o'clock... What, you know, you had the 6 o'clock game that started East Coast, and then...
They already solved the Monday Night Football problem. They scheduled good games this year.
Yeah.
In fact, there were weeks where we said, wow, look at this week. Monday Night's schedule is better than Sunday Night's. The Monday Night game is better. They started throwing ESPN a bone. You know why? TV contracts are coming up again. They got to start sucking up to their networks to get all their money out of them.
Yeah.
Yes. I heard an interesting tidbit of information yesterday, by the way.
What'd you get?
I was talking to someone who will be in a meeting getting presented whatever the NFLPA and the NFL come up with together when they try and sell it to their players. You know, I told you, it sounds insane, but they want to get a new CBA done in the next month. They want to hammer it out and be done.
Yeah.
Both sides.
Tell them up that veteran
money, too. And the 17th game, because of the bump in the pie, yeah. bigger slice of pie, the pie going up is going to get this thing done and done quickly because that's what the union is, you know, give us a bigger slice of what's coming in. And the revenues are going to go up with that 17th game. More money for players.
Supposedly, the retired number 2 for your pension goes up.
So, wait, what?
Per month. I think the money for retired veterans, the vested guys, when you start to be able to collect your pension at 55, that number per month has escalated.
So, apparently, the league and the NFLPA as well, to a lesser extent, they're rushing to get the deal done because they want to start selling
spots.
No, they want to start selling the TV packages all over again.
Games, yeah.
They're on an accelerated schedule to try and get the TV deals, new TV deal extensions done with their networks for a couple of reasons from what this person told me. One of which is cable TV on the decline at the moment. And they're sort of in this weird time frame of, yeah, streaming is getting there, but it's not like a major, major driver yet. And we're still like clinging to most, think about it. Most people still have cable. Most people do.
Right.
You got cable, Hardy? I got cable. Love cable.
I ain't never getting off that.
Love the reliability of cable. Love it.
I need that Xfinity remote.
Xfinity, baby, all the way.
Put on TLC. Put on ESPN.
And so
on Netflix.
I am very resistant to the streaming wave.
I like
Count me as one of those guys. Louth, he's not here today. He loves the streaming options.
He's strange.
I can't stand it. I'm like, no way. I need that wire right to the TV. Hardwired. Old school.
Yep.
So there's that element, and then also like the fear of a recession coming as well. They're motivated to get a new CBA done ASAP. This person just wanted to tell me that there's no hope. This
person sounds pretty important.
There's no hope for my 18-game schedule as of right now, but that's what ultimately is going to happen. It's not going to happen soon, but that the 17 games might last 10 years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God. No. That is going to be a seven. That's going to suck. 10 years of a 17-game schedule?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, yeah. Just get yourself ready for that. Okay. I wouldn't say this person's all that important.
Oh.
Well, I mean, they're just connected. Connected, that's all.
Yeah, okay.
I'll
just say what it is.
But let's not flex Monday Night Football. Just give it a better schedule. What are you flexing for?
You made out this year where even some of your Thursday games were really, really good games. There was a streak for 4 or 5 weeks where, wow, Thursday night viewing package is pretty damn good. Those end up being good games. I wouldn't touch it right now. I really wouldn't. Now you're getting into nitpicking and flexing and taking some games out and pissing people off. And no, just plan it out. See how it goes. I mean, I don't know how many times we're going to be in primetime this year. It's going to be a lot. We're going to be in primetime again. Now,
Five times,
Brady comes back, right? Or do you really want Stidham in primetime or the next guy in primetime? It's a big factor. So Brady will affect scheduling.
Here's what I wonder. Are the Patriots a draw?
Without Brady.
If it's because they don't have Brady.
Oh.
Is America going to gear up to watch the their perceived demise of the Patriots?
For a couple of games.
Like, that would wear off quick.
Until you start 4-1.
4-1 with Stidham, huh?
I mean, if you get Denver, Buffalo, Arizona, and Miami first 4 weeks... San Francisco. Jimmy's coming. Damn, I wish that Raiders game was away.
So you think Buffalo and Miami are automatic wins with Stidham in a quarterback?
This head coach, I do, yeah.
Really?
Early in the year, yes.
Did you watch the Buffalo-Miami games last year?
Yeah. I'm saying early
with Tom
in the year.
Brady? And I'm with saying, that coach?
Coming out of the gate, out of camp, yes. Yes. I would say that if you have them in the first couple months at home. Yeah. Belichick should be advantage Belichick. Instead of hyper-ass coach on the other side. And they're, dude.
He's not a bad coach. Why do you say that like he's a bad coach?
He gets caught up.
That guy's one of the good young coaches.
I know he is.
He's building a program.
I like Buffalo.
In Buffalo with no quarterback.
I told you that. I like Buffalo. Our schedule's a bitch next year, man.
Well, apparently not against Buffalo and Miami. Let's throw the Jets in there, too. The whole division.
Chargers.
What are you saying? The division sucks, though?
Yeah, the division sucks. Chargers,
that's what you're saying.
Seattle,
you're saying the division sucks.
Houston.
They've got another team in the division now.
Raiders, Baltimore.
And it's
Jesus.
Buffalo.
I mean, that schedule's got, without Brady, that schedule's got 9-7 written all over it.
I'm sorry? Without Brady, 9-7.
Without Brady, that looks like a 9-7 schedule.
Really?
Who
is quarterback? Stidham?
I don't know.
No, what are they with Stidham as quarterback?
I don't know.
No, you got to answer that now. This is what we're doing.
Right,
you want to play the game. What do you think the Patriots are without Stidham? I'll tell you what they are. Against that schedule, they got a losing record. They're not 9-7. They're 7-9.
I think 9-7 is a generous give by me to them with that schedule, without Brady.
Yes, it is.
And do they realize that? Is that worth another $10 million to you?
Here's one more for you.
Is that worth another $10 million?
Here's one more for you.
Is it?
Here's one more.
Is that going to be fun?
Who has a better record next year? Who has a better year next year if Brady leaves? Brady or the Patriots?
Brady will.
Brady.
Oh, you people.
Brady will have a better year. He'll have a better record than the Patriots will have without him.
I can't do this.
Sure you can. We're doing it.
That's reality.
What's going to happen when you count the automatic wins against Miami with Bill Belichick as head coach without Tom Brady when Brady possibly goes to Miami, which you now have back in the race? You've got Miami back in the picture for Brady.
Why wouldn't they be in the picture?
So Brady is in the division in Miami twice a year.
You were just there super Sunday boy.
I wouldn't say those are automatic wins.
It's a nice, decent stadium if Tom Brady's playing for your team. Would you bang that stadium out?
I don't think players care about the stadium that they play in they don't use it. It's not an amenity for them.
You think the owner would like to have Tom Brady in that stadium banged out for home games?
Yes.
Yes is the answer. Yes is the answer.
And I'm surprised that given the stadium and how, I'll tell you, that is a great stadium for watching a game.
It is.
Let me tell you that. It was built in the 80s.
It's simple.
Because it was built in the 80s, they still gave a damn about the average fan back then. They wanted to put good seats in, good sight lines, all that crap. You're tight to the field there. It's nice.
Yeah.
Good place to watch a game.
It is. It really is.
And so I was there thinking, how do they not do better? And then I remembered it's like a 112 degrees with extreme humidity. Yeah.
You want to be there?
October.
You want to be there? You want to sit on South Beach and hang out at one of those cafes.
That's part of the problem, too.
That's your problem.
That's part of the problem, too.
Or you want to shoot down the Keys for the day. Or we could shoot up the West Palm. West Palm's is nice this time of year.
It's also not close to anything. That's one of the weird things there. It's like not close.
If that stadium.
Should you put this anywhere closer to stuff?
If that stadium was butted up a little bit more against the beach, now that's prime real estate there. That's, you're not getting that. You got to go to the middle of the state for Florida. Cheap real estate. Put a stadium there. I think Miami's in play.
So says Miami's in play for Brady.
I think Miami's more in play.
I would not count those as automatic wins.
I think it's more in play than Dallas.
I'd say Brady with the Dolphins, they're a lot better now. Dolphins have some picks to use, too. Let's not forget that. They've got draft capital.
Go back to the old uniforms. Go back to the Larry Zonka uniforms.
Yep.
Get rid of them. Stupid, the teal color now that they wear. Ugh.
There's yet another report that Ron Renicki will be named as interim manager.
Yes, and we have...
I guess the previous report said he would be the manager. Alex Spears says he will be named interim manager on Tuesday, today.
Yes, and John Tomasi said that there's going to be more news for them tonight. So much like yesterday, as Dan Shaughnessy said, the reporters were told, hey, we're going to have some news for you guys.
Right.
And then they had to wait around for 8 hours. Sounds like they've done something similar. Hey, we're going to have some news for you guys later. So
they can do another press conference?
Do you do a press conference for an interim?
To name a manager, interim or not? Yes.
Hell yes. That means
let's go. Let's see if you can do better today than you did yesterday.
The Boston Red Sox are going to name a new manager. Then that owner better get his ass on a plane and get down there and introduce the new manager.
Here's my question. They're doing it today, and we sort of expected it might happen today. But we also said that this would probably happen in conjunction with baseball coming down with their announcement. Do the Red Sox know that the announcement is coming today? Do they have it in hand? That's a question that I think
if they're naming Renicki as interim manager, then they
found out at lunchtime what their punishment is.
They know what it's going to be.
So maybe we can expect that this afternoon, too.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. 1-2.
An interim means you got your eyes set on another guy, which means Cora will be back.
Why interim? Why that tag? That's in the mix. Your calls. Open phone line 617-779-0985 after Hardy's head.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap and the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Joe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Do you guys have a manager yet?
No, there's no news on that front. We're hoping to have news on that front soon, but, nothing on that right now.
Mm-hmm.
news on the manager front as of last night. Maybe tonight there's news. Hardy, what do you think this means? We were just talking off the air.
I think it means
that he's being named manager.
I think
interim manager.
Yes, interim manager. Number one, that leaves open the possibility that Alex Cora could be back. Why would Alex Cora come back? Because he's not going to be implicated any further than he already was in the Houston investigation. Furthermore, if they're willing to name Renicky as the manager, Renicky's not implicated at all, and the overall punishment, not that bad. Just like the report we got last week, hearing that the punishment will be light, that there was no real indication of any real wrongdoing from the Red Sox. So little punishment, if any, Renicky in, interim. And the thing that I wouldn't even have considered before today, and Shaughnessy brought it up, bring him in, bring Cora back after a year. It's not that bad. Kind of puts it in play. When you put the label interim manager on a guy, it sounds like it's not a permanent deal. I mean, you could name a manager and fire him in a year if you want to, but they're calling him, according to you know, the first thing we're seeing from Alex Spear here, they're going to name him interim manager.
Yeah, we had Dante Scarnecchia. He was our interim head coach, so we knew he was done when ever Matt got healthy or the next guy was coming in. And that was Parcells. Yeah. Yep, interim. Not for long. NFL.
Interim manager.
I mean, if he's clear in this investigation, why not just name him manager, right?
Well, because either way, let's play the...
Because we're going
play
to get
the other way.
Here's why. Because you're going to get Alex Cora back, and in the interim, we're going to have Ron Renicky in as the manager.
Play it the other way. Alex Cora gets hammered in this thing today, or whenever, and is gone, and they're not bringing him back. They still don't want Ron Renicky on a full-time basis.
That's what that means. Yep.
Right?
He's good enough to do this, but he's not good enough to do that. He's good enough to hold the place till Alex gets back, but he's not good enough to be the guy if Alex isn't coming back. Yeah.
That's like Dusty Baker. Exactly. Dusty Baker signed a 1-year deal, as Shaughnessy was talking about.
Yeah.
Would Ron Renicky do that? He's not going to say no to that, is he?
What else is he going to do?
Ron, you want to be manager? You could be manager for the year. He's not going to say no.
Sure.
Even if he... you know, even if he's like looking at that like, oh, it's disrespectful or however he wants to feel about it, he knows that if he signs on as the manager for 1 year, if the year goes well, they're going to bring him back, probably. If the year doesn't go well, he will at least have another year as a manager with the ability to prove himself with a manager salary for a year. I mean, and I don't think he's not in a bad spot for even if he takes a job and it's a 1-year thing. How does he lose? Right. Even if it's a bad year, you still manage for a year. I don't think anyone was looking to hire Ron Renicky as their manager. He's probably going to go back to being a bench coach here or elsewhere at some point. So why not?
Why not?
Why not do it for a year? Take your shot. Take your shot and hopefully it goes well. And
get some deals. Get a car out of it. Get some other gigs. Yeah. Hell yeah. Get some perks. Sign me up.
Perks.
Yeah, I'll cry for him. Sure. Yeah, I'll cry for him. Oh, I'm gonna miss him so much.
He's a very emotional man. Maybe you could tie that into something.
Jesus. Yeah. Tissues.
Kleenex.
He could be the Scotty's kickoff kid. Ron Renicky.
This isn't about a man crying, by the way. This is about a man who cried over his buddy who cheated his ass off in Houston.
Nobody died.
And then agreed that he had to get fired.
Right.
It wasn't even like Alex Cora got fired and didn't see it coming.
Right.
He went in there and, according to ownership, said, yeah, we all mutually agreed he had to go.
So
he agreed. We agreed. He had to leave.
I can't believe it. Like, so sad.
Come on. Yeah. Dave's in the truck. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Dave?
You know, it's funny how they separated, like you just said, how they went their separate ways, and then they left the door open for him to come back.
Of course they did.
He proved it last season. He can't win without, you know, having that monitor there and cheating.
But what
and,
if he didn't use it here, though?
This past season, no, just hit me up for a second. This past season, I think he heard things coming down the way, that there was an investigation going on, and he really couldn't do it. And that goes for Mookie Betts, too. You better hope that he's the player that they're actually paying for and not, you know, taking the signals and having that to run with.
Do you think Mookie was pretty good before Alex Cora got here?
I think
I'd say yes.
Best was above average.
Oh, come on. You're selling him short now.
No, seriously, he was above average. He wasn't average. I'm not saying he was average. He was above average. But you got to remember the season that they won the World Series, he was excelling more so than before. Don't you think?
Yeah, more so, but you're another year into it, right? That's the trend. That's the arc. Now, if Mookie goes to the Dodgers and explodes, I think it puts to rest all this other stuff about, that really affect Mookie's batting.
He has a lot to prove with his contract.
True. I think he does.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Okay, Dave.
Now, still bring him back, though, because they like him so much.
They really do.
They really like him.
They love the guy.
How could anyone not like him?
He's a likable guy.
It's not like he's making $5 million a year here, folks, either. You know?
Like, what's the right move there? You want that guy as your manager now, given what he's been accused of.
You're tainted. You're going to get mocked. You're going to get catcalls wherever you go.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say that you move on from that. It's an amicable split, right?
It should be a permanent split, right. Is what I believe. Like, that's a permanent split. It's over. Not coming back. Nope. Not we're about.
You have a job, you do time. Okay, you go do your time and then come back, you'll have your job.
I'm fascinated to find out what the finding of the investigation is because the initial report was there was little evidence of cheating, so the punishment will be like, well, if there's no evidence, then there shouldn't be any punishment. But if there's a little evidence, like, what is that evidence?
But it's
you're either cheating or you're not. You've been warned not to cheat before, specifically this club and that manager, like, What little evidence would there be that would only warrant a tiny punishment?
But there's enough evidence.
I can't wait to find out.
There's enough evidence to ask a certain question to multiple people that may have had their hand in it. I want to know what that question is that was asked. Because I think that's more important than the actual outcome of it.
But it makes sense.
Is it about a room? Is it about a mark? Did you use this mark? Did you use this camera?
Yeah. And it would make sense that we're going to find out today if the Sox are willing to name Renicky, the interim manager, they must know enough to know that he's not going to be implicated any further in this. So they must know what's coming down. And if they know, the announcement can't be far behind.
Let's get to today's takeaways. They'll come your way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Next.
They give.
Give it to me.
Give it to me.
Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand.
Give it to me.
On 98.5.
Give it to me.
Sports Hub.
Give it a funk.
That's sweet.
Funky stuff.
Hey! All right. Time for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today or give them a call. Check them out online, awaken180weightloss.com. I think we're clean today. We got nothing.
Right?
There may have been something early on in the show.
What'd you do?
T-Bone. What'd
you
do?
Zoan,
you blew it.
Zoan brooms. Brooms. I don't know, Zoe, what was the calculus on you standing up a broom in your kitchen last night?
Suckered. I mean, that was the most entertaining 35 minutes I ever had. And
35 minutes you spent standing that broom.
We're running around. Like, you touch that broom, kid, you're going down.
Taking pictures, sending videos.
Oh, it was awesome.
Calling family.
My sister did it in Chicago.
Calling family. She got her kids
out of bed.
The gravitational pull from the magnetic poles will allow this amazing feat to take place.
Phenomenal.
My favorite thing was you yelling at your daughter not to touch it.
Yeah.
Sam, don't touch it!
T-Bone, you big science guy.
I have some concerns. I have some concerns. No, we know you don't believe in science. So.
Global warming.
So, it's funny how you
facts
all of a sudden...
be damn. Yeah.
That's right. You guys are right. Everybody else is wrong.
No, the science is what informs the opinion, opposed to, I just don't feel that way.
Is that what the science says? The world is going to end in 8 years?
Some people believe that.
Who? Show me.
We're not going to do that.
You just started it.
You brought it up.
You started it.
You brought it up.
You always say, we're not going to do that after you say something, get challenged on it.
Yeah, I was just saying.
Global warming, yes or no?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well,
here we go.
Progress.
Yeah. Yeah. Seawall.
Should anything.
It's been deteriorated. Yes.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, yeah. Now he's starting something else.
Yeah, what are you saying?
He said something about a running mate.
Just don't pick that running mate. Was it 2000 what? 2031.
Yeah.
I don't beer anymore. Just don't pay your bills, like, past that point, right? Stop.
Yeah, the global
world's gonna end.
Global warming not happening, right?
Do you think the world's going to end
seas,
in 11 years?
Seas aren't rising, right? Like, deny. There's one guy who keeps saying that who's also suing the governments in Europe because one of his golf courses needs a seawall, and they won't let him build it.
That's tough. Don't build those.
Yeah, yeah, you can't have it both ways. You can't say it's not happening and then sue a government to let you build a seawall. What? Is anyone going to be mad at you for saying that, you know, what is, you know, factually happening is happening? You don't have to say why. You don't even have to say why. Say it's happening.
Build it up. Just a little foot. Raise it a foot.
Uh-huh. Why?
I get you another 40 years.
Why?
Then you got to worry about your yard. I'm like, damn, shouldn't have put the pool there. Then the sea takes over the pool. Then you got a big pool. Yeah. Things to think about. You build close to the water. Rising sea levels.
Oh.
Is it?
It's rising? Glaciers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. They're melting.
Science.
I'm still waiting for you to provide the person who said that the world was going to end in 8 years. Where is it?
I think it was 11.
Where is it?
11's a magic number.
No, where is it?
It's out there.
Show me where. You got a Google machine right in front of you.
Oh, I know it is. We're good.
Obviously, everything's part of the calculus.
Like those type, yeah.
So Chaim Bloom said the world's going to end
yes.
in 11 years.
Chaim Bloom traded away your best generational baseball player in the world.
Are you going to go home and balance the broom again tonight?
Hell no. We did that last night. I'll figure out what we'll do.
You can only do that once ever in history.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try to squish the egg from top to bottom. We're going to hold it long ways and between your index finger and your thumb. Can you break the egg? I think I will be able to break a dozen eggs. Just like that.
Well, spring equinox is coming, and that's when you can allegedly balance an egg.
That's what I was told when I was 12 years old. Oh, you can balance an egg on its end at noon on the vernal equinox.
And you can
that's
fry the only an time egg in a car hood when it's 110 degrees outside.
Well, that you can actually do. Not specific to a day, but yeah, that was another one. Look, I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Facebook seems to be the place where more of this crap happens. The stupid broomstick
thing. I saw more of it on Twitter than anywhere else.
I didn't see it at all last night.
That's where I saw it. That's where I went and grabbed my broom on Twitter. Yeah. And then I saw it on Facebook. I'm like, holy cow, this must be really a thing.
And like, I saw a story from the BBC. And
one of my
Newsweek
former bosses did it.
Where
I'm like,
embedded stories were from Twitter, from people who had done it, like people posting
it. And all the stories are. This is nonsense.
Yes.
That's what the actual story was.
The story was, this is ridiculous. Look at all these.
You didn't see those until today. You didn't see those until today.
Last night.
After you guys said it, I went, look, yeah. Beetle said it. Beetle ruined my kids' night. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you could do that any day.
I need to speak with your middle child.
She'll be soon.
So your sister woke her children up?
Yes. Down the garage. Oh, my God, it's there.
Because that's an event.
Two Notre Dame grads.
Not to be missed.
Yep.
That bothers me, too. I like her. It's a shame.
What are we doing tomorrow?
It's a shame.
I don't know, Zoe.
Some sports stuff tomorrow.
The sports stuff. Oh, okay. Zoe's in charge of tomorrow's show.
I hope so. I'm going to listen. I hope Fred's back.
What's that have to do with us?
I listen to those guys on the way in, man.
Nothing to do with us. Felger Mads coming your way next. Enjoy. Talk to you tomorrow at 10. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.